T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station. And I don't know if you know, but Radio.com, it's now Odyssey. And you can get that Odyssey app if you never had Radio.com in the first place. If you did, well, you already got it. But if you don't have it, go get that Odyssey app and listen to KISW plus all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. It's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Migs.
So let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, release that Kraken.
I need to release myself from this website because now I'm trying to find new Kraken gear at simplyseattle.com, and they have all this cool stuff.
Oh, you showed me one that looked amazing. What are they called? The Hoctopus?
The Hoctopus. It's like an octopus holding a hockey stick.
It's so cool.
Oh, they call it the Hoctopus.
That is sweet. I need to get myself some new gear. I don't know what happened to my shirt, and I got to get another shirt. Lost it somewhere in my house.
I don't know how that works, but...
Okay.
I know.
Sorry about that, buddy. Oh, so you have nothing to wear? You have no Kraken gear?
I have my beanie, but it's too warm, so I'm not wearing it now. But I do have my beanie with me, so
you
I'm
wore
still
it the first time.
Kraken on Thursday. It's just a little too warm right now because it's all nice and sunny out.
Okay. Well, it seems like you're not as dedicated as I thought you would be to this.
All right. Well, maybe not, but we'll get that figured out. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Katie in Granite Falls. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Katie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Katie, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Which rapper played Doughboy in the early 90s movie Boys in the Hood?
Oh, my God. Ice Cube.
Yes, there are over 40,000 muscles in what part of an elephant's body?
The ears.
No.
The legs.
No.
Their head.
No. The flag of Spain is mainly red in what other color?
What was that?
The flag of Spain is mainly red in what other color?
Green?
No.
White?
No.
Yellow?
Yes. Who did Keanu Reeves play in the Matrix films?
Upgrades.
What was that again?
Who did Keanu Reeves play in the Matrix films?
Gosh, I don't know, Pat.
Anubis was the Egyptian god of what?
Cats? Sparrows?
No.
Love.
No. In 1927, Hawaii banned what form of advertising?
Pat.
Oh, Katie. Katie dropped a deuce.
Damn it.
Oh, Katie, listen, man. A lot of these questions are tough because, like, that Matrix one, Rev, this is making me sad. Katie was, like, probably three when the Matrix came out.
Katie, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be 25 on May
2nd. Oh, yeah.
Dude, 20 years ago, dude.
That movie did come out.
21 years ago, dude. So, or actually, 22 That's... years ago. Yeah, so it's 22 years ago, The Matrix this year. So she would have been like three.
That sucks. Why'd you say that?
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you is that I don't blame Katie for not getting some of these because of the fact that, yeah, man.
You mean I'm not 25 anymore?
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
What the French?
Yeah, sorry, buddy. You're an old man now. It's happening.
No, I don't like this. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Release the Kraken.
There we go.
There we are.
What rapper played Doughboy in the early 90s movie Boys in the Hood?
Ice Cube.
Yes. There are over 40,000 muscles in what part of an elephant's body?
The trunk?
Yes. The flag of Spain is mainly red and what other color?
Yellow.
Yes. Who did Keanu Reeves play in the Matrix films?
Nemo.
No.
Nero.
No.
Oh, crap.
Neo.
Yeah!
Yes. Anubis. Not a what? Fish. Anubis was the Egyptian god of what?
Boobs?
No.
Noobs?
No.
Anubis.
Aboobis.
I'm going to go with weather.
No. In 1927, Hawaii banned what form of advertising?
Cigarettes.
No.
Sunscreen?
No.
Alcohol?
No. Seth Rogen made his first appearance on what TV show?
Freaks and Geeks.
Yes. Yuri Gagarin became the first man to orbit the Earth in what decade?
60s.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win! 6 to deuce. Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, Katie. She left. She's...
Well, yeah, she knew.
She knew it. She dropped it.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are way out of her demographic.
Yeah. 24. BJ decided to remind me that The Matrix came out in 99, which is only 22 years ago.
Yeah. And, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Does anybody know Anubis and what they were the god of?
Oh, gosh. I play this game that has Anubis in it, and I can't remember.
Was sun said?
No, it was not said, but it is not correct.
The sun and the sky and moon?
No.
I
don't know.
Okay, no. All right, so nobody knows. The god of death.
Oh. God of death?
Yes, yes, and mummification and all that stuff.
Wasn't Anubis in American Gods? Did they call him Anubis in when that death dude was running around in the first season?
Oh,
I think it was Anubis.
Oof, I don't remember the first season that much he was in that.
Yeah, remember that lady was standing on she's getting the spices on the top shelf and that dude came by and she fell on the ground. He just sat and watched her. And that was the deaf guy.
Oh,
you don't remember that at all?
I do not remember that at all. So I'll have to go back and look at that.
Oh, yeah. I think his name was Anubis. I think they called him that. But anyway. Wow.
Also, Hawaii banned what form of advertising, not what product. So it's a form of advertising.
Billboard advertising?
Yes, you are correct. Do you know why?
Yeah.
It takes away from the skyline.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Hawaii does not want the beautiful the waters and all that polluted by that stuff. Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, right? You don't want to look out there and see a billboard.
You
just want to see all the cool stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, Honolulu is like a really big city. It's like the New York City of Hawaii. And so, yeah, I could see billboards really ruining that view already. And that's a smart move on their part.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. No, thank you.
Thank you.
So adults were asked this question. What makes someone a cool mom? And I think it's interesting that they talked to adults about this. I guess they were reminiscing about, when they were growing up and who they thought the cool mom was. And definitely I had a cool mom that I grew up with. She ended up becoming my second mother, actually, when my mom passed away. This woman, without me realizing it, sort of just stepped in, probably figured this kid doesn't have his mom anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's a teenager, probably he's going to need some, but she was the cool mom. She was a young mom. I think that was a big help, is that most of the people in my neighborhood, the moms, when you're a teenager, you're in your 40s, 50s. In my case, some people were in their 60s. So this woman was like in her late 20s, early 30s she had kids young. So she really was the cool mom.
I feel like my mom was kind of a cool mom in the eyes of like my buddies and my classmates, because we were able to watch movies that were not necessarily meant for children.
Yeah. And the other moms were not happy.
They were not happy. And my mom would also have no problem with us cursing around her. And also would make the other moms very unhappy. So I can't think of any other mom in our group that was cooler. Like, she was like, yeah, you guys want to watch Spring Break? Go ahead, watch Spring Break. You want to watch, like, Losing It? Or, like, we watched, like, a Howard Stern pay-per-view once, a couple of my buddies. And
wow,
that was pretty, that caused some massive drama with the other moms when they found out. Because it was, like, I think it was, like, his butt bongo fiesta something.
Oh, yes, I remember
Miss America
that
thing that he did. Or, it was not appropriate for some, you know, young teen boys to be watching. My grandma was in the room, too.
I bet.
Oh, no. Yeah,
my grandma was in the room for that, too. She got up and walked away and went upstairs.
Oh, she's probably, and which grandma, which side was your grandma on?
That was my dad's mom. Same grandma that walked in on me discovering myself.
Yeah. Well, and imagine that grandma, since it's not your mother's mom, probably was just not liking the way the kids were being raised, but, you know, didn't say anything. I bet there was a lot of friction about that, at least in her brain.
You know what? You're probably
right.
And
then she saw, and then she walked in on you, so she probably realized, I was right. Look what I ended up seeing this kid doing, all because of butt bongos.
This child's going straight to hell. That's what I've thought the entire time. And I'm listening to, like, Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I kind of understand why things were awkward between her and I.
Okay. Oh, that poor woman had to wear out her rosary. Did she wear out the rosary where basically it was just a string?
Dude, she would pretty much spend the entire time at our house just doing the rosary beads. And I think it's
because she
just needed to not. And I was like, that's got to be so boring. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're just sitting there praying.
I'm saving your life, child.
Not realizing she's probably praying
your
for
soul.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what makes a cool mom? Two things came up. And I'm going to ask, let's see. So you talked about your cool mom. Vicky, what do you think makes a cool mom? Well, you know, I don't know if your mom was a cool mom or somebody, but what do you think is you're a cool mom?
I think somebody who lets you just have people over just is very, like, a really good hostess. I'm picturing, like, in Mean Girls, like, I'm the cool mom and brings them virgin beverages and stuff like that. And that's, like, my mom and dad definitely are those parents. Like, you come over, they will feed the crap out of you. Now that we're adults, they'll also overserve you.
That's a good point. Yeah. One of my friend's moms, my buddy Chris, his mom was awesome because she just had this don't even bother asking, just go in the fridge and take whatever you want mentality. Like, when I would ask, she would get annoyed. She's like, come on, how long do you have to be over here before you don't realize that you're part of the family? Like, just go eat whatever you want to eat. And I'm like, okay. Aww. Like, that was cool.
That's very, very cool. It's not in the top two, unfortunately.
Aww.
Yeah, not in the top two. But, Steve, your mom's in the top two, letting kids get away with some things that another normal mom wouldn't let happen when they were growing up. So your mom's in the top two.
F-bombs and watching Porky's.
All right. How about you? Cool mom?
I remember the cool mom was the one, and we were, not supposed to be drinking, but she was the one who, like, didn't matter. It was just like, well, as long as you're doing it in our house, it's fine. And it was one of those where it's like, all right, cool. And then I found out how much I really didn't like alcohol, so that didn't go very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, again, that would be right under number two. Joey Diaz is there.
Oh, go ahead.
My mom was really cool whenever she would drive me and my friends to the arcade, because we would never be able to, like, get there because we were kind of a Mercer Island and there's only, like, a bus and it takes, like, an hour and a half. So anytime I'd have friends over and she'd be bored, she'd come downstairs and be like, you guys want to go to the arcade and get some pizza?
That's actually pretty awesome.
Dude. I was the head of the town.
I didn't know she did that. I want to go.
And my mom hated video games and stuff, so it was always like one of those things where I never thought it would happen, and when it did...
Whew, would she just drop you off at the arcade and then, like, just kind of disappear?
No, she'd come play the games with us.
Really? Can you believe that?
Where the heck was I? I was probably working or miserable. Probably both.
And that's probably why she didn't invite you. She didn't want to be miserable. She's like, all right, I'll play these video games. Don't have to bring your father with me.
Can't really blame her.
Damn. That's pretty, well, my mom would do that. Another cool thing my mom would do is, this part wasn't cool, but she would make me go to the mall with her, and it felt like every time we went to the mall, she was shopping for bras. So I had to, like, be in the bra section, and it was embarrassing as a kid. But she would always reward me for being a good trooper and staying by her side and being, like, her shopping buddy, and we would stop at the Burger King. There was a Burger King inside the mall, and I would always get... a Whopper or a Whopper Jr. because I was a smaller young little boy at that time. But still, like, she would hook me up with, like, food from Burger King all the time.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, you deserved it. If you're going bra shopping, yeah, you know what? You got to get something.
Worth it. Being around bras to get Burger King.
Well, the number one thing that makes a cool mom, besides, bra shopping and Burger King, is talking openly with her kids about anything and everything. Apparently, that makes a cool mom. I guess I was a cool mom because I did that with my kids.
Joe, do you agree?
That is a very loose definition of number one, considering that your talks would be shaming us in front of our friends for things we didn't do.
Okay.
Like, well, that's, taking out the garbage.
All right. Well, maybe that wasn't so cool. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I would say more with Sarah than Joe. With Joe, it was just always a confrontation. I wasn't a cool mom to Joe, but I think I was a cool mom to Sarah.
That is very true. My sister's friends loved BJ because they would never get away with the stuff they could say in their household. So when they'd come over, BJ would, riff back and forth with them about all sorts of topics.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it really, really is true. To some point where some of them will say, your dad is a little weird. But I was the cool mom. That's why. So congratulations to me. At least with one of my kids, I was the cool mom. Well,
someone says, my friend's parents were cool parents. All of us hang out there, and the dad's ritual was anytime my buddy brought over a new girl to the house, he would duct tape them to the office chair. What the hell? That sounds very weird.
It's like
what kind of weird serial killer are you with?
He would duct tape the new girl to a chair?
To a chair.
Okay, yeah, that's very weird.
That seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't even know the reason. Like you said, Steve, unless it's just like, hey, Mr. Ridgway, it's nice to meet you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, okay, the text, the text breaks up into two parts. So at first, I'm like, oh, this is a fun story.
And
then the second half of it's about duct taping people to chairs.
Is your dad Jigsaw?
Yeah. Fry, would you like to play a game?
Yeah, that's...
That is creamy.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls. We got your texts at 919 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. There are thoughts, they're in your brain, and you need people to hear them. So, if you do, make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Again, a few text messages from people saying, hey, did you see that the Seahawks just signed Alden Smith to a one-year deal?
I was hearing rumors, and okay.
Yeah, I met with him yesterday, and then I guess today they made the announcement. It's from everything that I'm reading, it sounds like it's a pretty low-cost, low-risk deal, but if it works out, that's a huge pickup.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, man. We've got to get those sort of low-cost, low-risk, but like, those diamonds in the rough finds that, John Snyder is really famous for finding, the jewels that nobody sees. We need that.
Well, yeah, he had some issues off the field and some drinking and substance stuff over the years, and then didn't play for a couple of seasons, but came back with the Cowboys last year and actually had a pretty good year. So hopefully things have turned around for him, and he's it's definitely, Seahawks seem to be a place where it's a good culture for somebody that maybe had some prior issues.
That's true. That is very, very, Marshawn Lynch is the best success story that I know of, because he had some tough times in Buffalo, and he came here and he was fine, and more than fine as far as on the field.
Adding more depth to that defense, getting excited for the season.
See, we need to do that, because the money's got to go to the offense. That's why we've got to get some great deals on defense. I really want to see that happen. I want to see them put great people around Russell and spend their money there and see what that looks like.
So I said, hey, guys, don't forget to wish Glenn Cannon a happy birthday. That's right. Today is Glenn's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday. I wish it to him on Facebook. Does that count? I think it counts, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like on the radio is even better.
Okay, fair enough.
Happy birthday, Glenn. We love you. Glenn's such a huge part of the radio station. He does the Migscast whenever we return to doing that. He's a part of that. He's my bandmate with Bruiser Brody. He's got this great band, Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done. But for KSW, Glenn is the musical, him and Kyle Court, like the musical masterminds behind Live Day, and do so much for our radio station, and just are great human beings. And Glenn's one of my favorite people, and I'm happy to hear that it's his birthday today.
Yeah, definitely. Happy birthday, Glenn. He and his wife are just good people.
And Facebook's reminded me that it was 2 years ago today that we were in Vancouver getting wasted and partying with the boys in Steel Panther and playing three sold-out shows with them.
Wow. Dude, that, you know, when, I remember when you got the call from Steel Panther. It was just like, wow. I mean, you know, that says a lot when a band goes, you know, would you open for us? And, you know, that I was so proud of you guys. And, yeah, that had to be so much fun.
The whole backstory behind how that even happened is still one of my favorite things, because it's just like, it's the beauty of social media and someone seeing something at the right time. Styx Zedinia, the drummer of Steel Panther,
yeah,
out of the blue one time put a tweet out there, just said, man, I love the band Second Coming, which is a great local band that was around for many years here. And Matt, you remember Matt Koch, who used to work at the radio station, saw the tweet while he was doing the overnight shift and said, if you liked Second Coming, check out Travis, the singer of that band's new band, Bruiser Brody, which is our band. So then he checks out our band, falls in love with it, tweets at me, and then reaches out to me like on like Thanksgiving. I think I was in New York at the time, and just says, hey, we want you to play with us. We're big fans of your guys' sound. And I'm like, what in the world is going on with this? Like, this is
wow.
Like, I looked at my wife. I'm like, it's Styx Zedinia from Steel Panther on the phone.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And, you know, I thought, oh, that's just a nice gesture. And then when they announced that they were playing Vancouver, they hit us up again, said, hey, we want you to play all three shows. These shows sell out. It's going to be a great time. And it was the best 3 or 4 days ever. Like, just being up there and just feeling like you're in a touring band for a week. It was a blast.
Yeah. That was that. Yeah, dude. That was some, man. You've had some moments, man. I'll tell you, you've had some moments.
Well, my favorite part of all that too was like, you were like, oh, that's nice of them. Then doing sound check, and I put the video up on my Instagram at I'm Steve Miggs. You could see it. We're doing one of our songs. We're just running through it on sound check, and he snuck behind us and got on his drums, which were also set up, and just started playing along. No big deal. And when we finished, we're like, that was awesome. He goes, yeah, I told you guys I know your songs. I'm a fan. And so then later on that night, we set it up so that we would do that song, and he would just sneak up on stage behind us while his drums were set up and play, and we wouldn't acknowledge him for the whole time. And we'll act like as if we didn't even know he was there. Like, he just snuck behind us, played the song, and then dipped out.
Oh,
and
that's what cool. We did.
It was super fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, he's just an awesome dude. And they were the nicest guys. Like, I know they had like their image as being like these crazy partiers, but you couldn't find a more professional and just good people. Like, they took care of us.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Oh, Dexter's not happy.
Uh-oh. What says, happened?
Can we talk about the fact that they're making a 9th effing Fast and Furious movie? This tribute to Paul Walker shouldn't have barely happened. Movies are just so over. It's done. It's crazy.
Is it already out?
It's coming out.
Oh, it's coming. I could have sworn. I'm glad you cleared that up for me, Steve, because I thought it was already out. And I was like, where am I going to see this?
No, they dropped the trailer yesterday. Okay.
So, and yeah. Who's in it? John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't see that movie.
He's playing the brother of Vin Diesel.
Really? I didn't know he had a brother.
Right. I mean, dude, are they just saying, let's just make everything completely not believable?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, look, when you've got cars jumping from building to building, I mean, at this point, yeah.
That's how I saw one of my buddies, the pastor buddy of mine, that he just posted like his favorite trilogies or his favorite movie franchises. And Star Wars was one of them. Lord of the Rings was the other. And there's Jesse, he's a great dude. And his favorite, though, is the Fast and the Furious franchise, which I thought was funny. But he just talks, he breaks it down. He goes, how did it go from being a movie about these car enthusiasts that were racing cars and doing like illegal races on the streets to them eventually saving the world, not once but twice?
Oh, yeah.
To then them going to space.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, yeah, that is pretty ridiculous.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, when you know that's what happens when a franchise gets huge, you know, and you've got to keep one upping. And yeah, it sucks that Paul Walker's no longer with us. And I think if people are wanting to see it, then they'll see it.
Did you see what Vin Diesel said though about all that? He said he met John Cena at some point, and when they hit it off, and then he says, "I felt like as if Paul Walker sent him to us."
Oh, really?
Yes.
Some people are going to be pissed by that, but at the same time, I can understand that whole vibe.
Yeah, they just got good energy from them.
Yeah, it's like bands, you know, Steve. It's like, what's the band supposed to do? What's the franchise supposed to do?
My whole take is, if you don't want to watch it, then just don't go see it. If there's enough people out there that do, then that's awesome. And if not, then you just accept that the movie ended whenever you've decided. Like with bands, like if you don't want to be a fan of Alice in Chains with William Duvall, that's fine. Then just enjoy the Alice in Chains with Layne Staley. But don't don't get all pissy when the rest of us, or a lot of us, are very excited that they're still a band, and the band's excited that they're still a band, and they're killing it as Alice in Chains with William Duvall.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, you see that a lot in the movie world and the TV world, too. I just don't understand. That's not my show. It's like, well, then don't watch it anymore. But don't sit there and say they've ruined everything, because there are people like me that think they're doing a fine job with that show or that movie franchise. And I frankly, look, I'm not a car enthusiast. So the first movies weren't super great for me because I don't care about cars as much as other people. But the last movies,
yes,
they were fantastic. It was like Mission Impossible with cars.
Oh, totally.
I mean, it was,
yeah.
I totally dug it.
Dude, I tried watching the earlier ones. I was not feeling them at all, but I'll watch these. I love all, and I love Hobbs and Shaw. I love the ridiculous action movies.
Oh, Helen Mirren's in this, and she's driving like a badass. I love this.
Oh, she's
so
back
much.
In it again.
Yes.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's been really good in the, I think she's been in two of the last two movies, if I'm not mistaken. And I forget, like, she's somebody's mom. She's like, I think she's Shaw's or Hobbs. She's not, she's Statham's mom. and I think in
all right,
in,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I forget, I think it's somebody else's mom too, but I can't remember. But I think it's Statham's mom, and there's another brother. And
well, it's all about
great.
Family.
It is all about family
and space.
Space family.
Space family. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to rap about, we be here to listen to you rap. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Okay. It says, Migs, you have to, you guys were talking about Bert Kreischer earlier. You guys have to let BJ hear the audio from the megacast that you just played yesterday where you and Ted are drunk with Bert Kreischer podcasting and Bert calls you out for how drunk you look. It's the funniest S.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've heard this.
I don't know if I've ever, dude. Okay, so this is like from 2017, I think. I looked back to find, because the episode's still out there. You just type in Megacast and Bert Kreischer, you'll find it. Ted and I, it was one of our slumber party nights, so I wasn't going home, and we just Ubered it to the Part Alive in Bellevue, to back when that place was around, to go see Bert Kreischer. And we got wasted. We were just crushing vodka sodas all night long. But Bert and we all talked about, like, after the show, we'll go into the green room and we'll do an episode of the Megacast. And also to add on to the ridiculousness of this, we run into G. Scott, who's a radio guy, and he was at the show. So we invite him into the whole mix as well.
Nice.
So it's like 2 a.m. Ted and I cannot see straight. Like, if you listen back to this episode, it's the most drunken, wasted versions of Ted and I you'll ever hear. We barely even speak in this podcast. And Bert's also very wasted. Like, don't get it twisted. But at one point during the episode, Bert stops everything down to just talk about how drunk I look because I can't keep one of my eyes open. So I'm like kind of cockeyed and I'm struggling, but like smiling while doing it. And so that it's a quick little clip, but it's Bert just calling me out for being wasted.
This is what life should be. Is this moment right here? You're so in the moment.
Yep.
And you are talking. So f- up. You are literally, I'm watching
very
you,
f-
I'm watching you figure out your eye, which one to use when you talk. And like, you just picked one. I love it. This is the best.
I'm
stop
jokes,
with
I can't
the
leave.
One eye, Migs. You're freaking me out.
Oh.
You're like,
around.
You look like
going to 13, going to 13 coins.
I gave him a leap. I am so up right now.
No.
I...
Wow. It's about 30 minutes of that.
That's quite an informative podcast.
Well, Steve, you grunted a couple times. Good job.
Dude, Bert, I mean, that's Bert's life.
You know
that everywhere he goes, that's his life. I mean, that's it. What an existence for that man. And it's hard to believe that he somehow keeps a family, two girls, a wife together.
Yes.
I mean, it's in the end, he's got one of the biggest hearts in the world that you'll ever meet. I mean, such a good dude, yet he is just the party animal.
I just took a lot of pride in that. He hit a point where he's like, I'm even too drunk. I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, we're in the back room, and the guy's like, I think, I can't remember which guy from the parlor, it might have been Boone or one of the dudes, they just bring back a bottle of vodka, and it's just, at some point, Ted goes, this is the best tequila I've ever had, and we're all like, it's vodka.
Oh, dear.
Ted. And of course, we're talking about Bert because he released today that he's doing a movie basically about the machine days of his life when he was working with the Russian mob to do a bank robbery. And they're going to do a movie based on what happened 20 years later. And Mark Hamill is playing his father. And this is going to be such an epic movie. And
a train robbery. You mentioned, you said bank, but it was
a train robbery.
Basically, Bert was part of robbing his own classmates.
Yeah, this is this was big news that we're gonna see what happened 20 years later after that incident, what do they say? It's part Hangover, part Midnight Run.
Yes,
is what Bert calls this movie that he's just about to do. And you know what? What a great life for that guy, but he deserves it. He's just such a good dude.
So I'm glad you guys didn't make it in my Uber after that night. You know, we made it back fine. I mean, I know we didn't cause any damage because I didn't get billed for anything on the Uber ride home. So
that's good news.
Yeah,
that's it. Because you guys easily could have been like, whether physical or, you know, like you did physical damage or you got sick all over the place. It's nice you guys made it back in one piece.
Oh, very respectful of our Uber that I don't remember. But
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I got to imagine my rating is like still pretty decent. 4.84. Uber
That's
rating.
Amazing. If you can be that destroyed and have that kind of rating, you know what? You're a champ.
All of my Uber rides are me wasted. I don't think I've ever really been in an Uber when I haven't been wasted.
That is amazing that you have been that decent of a dude, that you're at a 4.8.
Should be 5, man. Should be 5.
Well, who knows? I mean, maybe it's when you weren't wasted. Have you ridden one sober? Maybe that ruined
maybe
it.
Maybe at like one of our conventions where we didn't have cars or airports.
You get a little nerve wracked at the airport.
Yeah. All right, someone has a very important question for us. Apparently, we might have a French fry shortage. So if you had to order an alternative side dish, what would it be? For me, onion rings with a side of blue cheese.
I'm assuming it's a potato shortage because I would just get some other form of potato, right? Like tots.
No, we have a shortage of the thing that cuts them into French fries.
Yeah, because in other words, I'm just going to get tots, you know? I mean, that's what I'm going to go for.
Alternate side dish. I think I'm going mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
Good call. Whoa. Yeah. That's like an upgrade from like going from fries or something.
You can only have so many mozzarella sticks because they really do fill you, whereas fries you can have a little bit more.
All right,
but they're good.
Mozzarella sticks and fried pickles, so it's a little healthy also.
Fried pickles, solid.
I take fried pickles when there's nothing else fried.
Jalapeno poppers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. I'll take those over fried pickles. Fried pickles are my last choice.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, why you hate the frickles?
Yeah, fried pickles are really good when you don't have them for a while. I think by the time you're done like that, when you're eating and you have it as a side, by the time you finish with them, you're like, okay, I'm good for like
How many pickles?
Couple months.
That's the thing is, how many pickles do you have normally? Like because you know you get the one pickle with your sandwich and maybe you take a bite or two and you're done. The fact that they're fried gets more in your body than you should have, and you realize I don't want any of these. What am I doing?
Oh,
it's
man,
the batter.
I can destroy a pickle. Love them.
Yeah, some people are obsessed with pickles.
That. Yeah, not me. I mean, if they're sweet, the sours, the sweet and sour is okay, you know, like the... Yeah,
Steve, we both know a guy who does a pickle podcast.
I was about to say, you guys know Justin Barnes, the guy in the world of radio around town, good dude, and he does a podcast about the pickles that he eats. They're like short. They're short podcasts. Like they're little video, like minute, 2 minute reviews.
I was going to say, man, if this is a winning podcast, then I need to leave the business.
Well, I don't know if it's winning anything, but like it's winning for someone who's obsessed with pickles because now all of a sudden you have something to listen to if you're a fan of pickles.
Okay, I did not realize there was this group of people that needed to be served, but here they are.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely there, man.
So where's the mozzarella sticks podcast? I mean, seriously, or the fried ravioli podcast? I mean, come on.
Mozzarella sticks.
Seriously. I mean, you know, the pickles have their own podcast. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're sampling different types of pickles, like one from the New Road Binary.
I never doubted you, by the way.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I wasn't making
it up. I don't
really
need the proof. You can make a podcast about anything, and people do.
Hashtag eat more pickles.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag go right ahead. I won't stop you.
Oh, he's got a whole Instagram page about it. It's just best underscore pickle.
I
Not gonna follow it.
Good for him. Good for him.
I just love that you just are just like, don't even care about pickles, but pickles are cool, man.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, we're going down this pickle rabbit hole or pickle hole. I'm not sure what we're doing. But it just goes to show you that the internet is, I think the internet's done. I think we need to close it.
Oh, you think so? I love when there's like something so random, like pickles, like someone's obsessed with pickles enough that they've created like a social media account and some kind of like an audio review service where they tell you about pickles. I think that's the beauty of the internet.
That's one way to put it.
I think you could probably think of anything. Like, it's like, and there'll be somebody that's doing.
I think we did. It's called Pickles on a podcast. Yeah, yes, we thought of anything.
Now I want to do a Reuben sandwich podcast.
You should.
You know, go ahead.
Make it a minute long and just do different episodes.
I apologize. My generation of parenting allowed this to happen because we told our lovely children they could do anything, and God dang it, they're doing anything. It's not it.
You said I could do anything. Now I'm going to make a Reuben podcast.
Don't do a pickle podcast. That's not what I meant. I just meant be president if you wanted to be a stoop.
Well, not everyone can be president, but everybody can review pickles.
Hell yeah.
Maybe not everybody.
Everybody should be doing something else. I mean, no. Hey, great. Good for, what's his name?
Justin.
Jimmy?
Justin. Barnes.
Yeah, that guy.
How about drink pickle juice? It's really good. Yeah. I just chugged like a jar of pickle juice the other day.
Are we really talking about this? Is this what our lives have devolved into?
Well, it's true.
Wait, why did you chug it? Did you have like a pickleback or something? Or why are you just chugging
pickle
juice?
Were you out of Gatorade?
No, I had one of my Charlie horses in the recty. Woke me up at 1 in the morning. And last time I talked about it on the air, someone said you should drink pickle juice. So
how'd that go?
It worked.
It worked?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I need to get some pickle juice. Because I get them sometimes.
You want to talk about pickle juice.
Dude, I blame you. I never got a rectal Charlie horse until you said you did. And
they're
then
not contagious.
There's two things we got going on right now in this world that we have to fight. COVID and rectal Charlie horses. You should put a mask on your backside, Steve, until I get a shot.
I can't control how your butt works.
That's why you should mask up on your backside, okay? Until I get the rectal shot that I need to protect myself from, I'm not going out.
Well, I'm just offering that as a potential solution for now your newfound rectal problems, yes. DJ. Because yes. I know it worked from 1 in the morning. I wake up, I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel good. So I run downstairs. I knew we had pickle juice, or we had pickles. So I just opened the jar and just drank a bunch of it. Went back upstairs. My wife's like, what's wrong? And why do you smell like pickles?
Well, honey,
I was having one of my anal Charlie horse issues. It's like, what does pickles have to do with this? Well, that doesn't hurt anymore.
Well, that's how he got the rectal Charlie horse. I told him not to use the pickles that way.
These are need-to-know questions, and you don't need to know.
Why hasn't Justin Barnes put you on his podcast? Because perhaps I would listen to this episode if you're talking about pickles and your rectal Charlie horse. You tell Justin you're his next guest.
I'm going to offer up my...
Yeah.
He also has a tattoo of Danny DeVito as a pickle.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Just you know, I would say that was weird, except, of course, we have a guy that draws all celebrities in bacon, so,
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. And you freaked out Alice Eve when you showed her a picture of her as herself as a bacon. She tripped out.
Well, I mean, she's going to trip out about anything, to be perfectly honest.
Check it out, BJ. There's the Danny DeVito as a pickle tattoo.
I don't think anybody else
really
has
cool.
that tattoo.
Isn't that awesome?
That's, I'll tell you right now, nobody probably has ever asked for that before.
How would you feel if you're Danny DeVito and that's somehow makes it to you?
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Like somebody decided to turn me into a pickle and tattoo it on their body?
Why would you make me a pickle? That would be the only thing that's the only thing I could think of. I'm trying to do my best Frank from Always Sunny.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Wasn't good though.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we should do more pickle talk then. I apologize.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead, you picklehead.
Someone said this pickle conversation has gone for like 5 minutes. Anything can be a podcast because you guys are just proving it right now.
I'm protesting this because this is not the highlight of my career. I don't want to, if I died right now, this would be a horrible way to go.
Someone said pickle juice helps with cramps. It also helps if you eat enough pickles, and pickle juice will help keep mosquitoes away.
Okay. Really?
Well, probably because you smell like a friggin' jar of pickles. The mosquitoes are like, we're out. This guy reeks. Interesting.
And see, this all started with fried pickles and how we've come up with the remedy for your butt problems, BJ.
This is fantastic. You know what? We should play this at the next radio convention to show them this is how
we should.
This is how you go to number 10 right here.
Someone says there's a Nicolas Cage tattoo like a pickle, but they call it Pickleless Cage.
I would hope so.
What is going on?
Good question, Steve. That is a question I have. What is going on? When the Rev likes a segment, you know we're in trouble because he's a weirdo.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not wrong.
Vicky, you found the tattoo?
I don't like it.
Oh, that's really creepy, BJ.
Oh, Pickleless Cage is adorable.
Oh, wow. That is wrong.
Not the only one.
There's wrong. Many. Oh, wait, so this is a thing. God. Pickleless Cage is a trend.
Why are people doing this? Why not? Oh, look, there's multiple Pickleless Cages. Okay.
Why did I guess his name's Nicholas.
Yeah. Yeah, Nicholas Pickleless. It just
all
hurts.
Right, thank you, Sherlock. We figured that out.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, why not another celebrity?
Can you figure out something for me real quick, though, Sherlock? Why are we doing this? Can you and Moriarty over there?
You can get Reviarty a coffee mug Nicholas Cage on it.
Appetizers. Which appetizer did you want, BJ?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not. You can have the pickle advertiser. All the pickle advertisers.
You don't want fried pickles, so that's what we got. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we are. We got to the bottom. We surely did. Right. We are at the bottom. Hey, let's talk about this. There are people apparently unhappy with one of the guest hosts for Jeopardy because he's making fun of the contestants, apparently. I'll tell you all about this at 9:51. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock, Seattle. Dr. Oz, a lot of people hate him, and, well, he was not a popular choice to guest host Jeopardy. And now it sounds like the contestants didn't dig him either. There's a woman by the name of Emily Seaman. Which is a very unfortunate name, but that's who she is. And she says that Dr. Oz actually made fun of them. She says after she failed to answer a question, she, quote, heard him making fun of it to one of the producers, like, I can't believe they didn't get this one. And she was like, ah, it's cool, bro. Let's see you do this. She added, quote, it was just odd. I don't think he likes Jeopardy.
Wow. That's not a good sign if you're the host and you're giving off a vibe that you don't even like the show.
Yeah, she wasn't happy when she heard Dr. Oz was going to host while she was on, but obviously it wasn't enough to make her give up her dream and be on Jeopardy. Still, as a Harry Potter fan, she had an appropriate quote for seeing him on the podium. How dare you stand where he stood? Which, yeah, okay.
Is that a thing in Harry Potter land?
I kind of don't even remember that. Danny probably could tell us, but I don't know if I'm digging Emily, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if that was such a big deal, you know? But, all right, I don't like Dr. Oz. I don't like any of them. That's really what I'm saying. There you go. Go LeVar Burton. He should be.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
No, but Ryan Castle, you know what he would do? He'd give you a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Will you fall asleep at anybody's party or get-together?
Yeah.
The hosts and hostess are not going to be happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know which one was your friend or if, in fact, maybe it was one of your, you know, maybe your spouse's friends, however it worked out. But, yeah, everybody got to talk to about you on that one. That was not good.
Yeah, spouse's side, that's for sure.
I was going to say, I'm like, as a host, you want to make your guests as comfortable as possible.
Right.
If they fall asleep, that is a big thing.
Yeah, don't have such a comfortable couch.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. you'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.